we are in a precious section of the Word of God. And we're going to see the glorious, wonderful, personal, intimate relationship of Christ and the church, and Christ and the believer, by the way. Now let me drop back today and just tie some strings together. You will recall that this girl, a Cinderella, who had been forced out to keep the vineyards and do the outdoor work and even to take care of the sheep. And while she was watching over the sheep, there came a shepherd, an unusual shepherd. He didn't seem to have any sheep. And she raises a question concerning that. And the shepherd seemed to be evasive, as you read this here. But we're going down beneath the surface today and look at something that's precious. Will you note this? She says, verse 7, "Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions?" And the Lord Jesus, you remember, had said, "Other sheep I have." And the thing today is that many of us and the church raises questions. And we ask questions, all of us. We want to know about the heathen. Are they lost? We want to know about the doctrine of election. We want to know, what about this man? Is he really saved or isn't he saved? And we're constantly passing judgment on those that are around us. We're always asking about the other sheep. And we ought to recognize that we are the first sheep that we ought to take in consideration, make sure we are sheep.